What's the status of U.S. export controls?
U.S. think tank CNAS criticized U.S. controls on AI chips to China as strategically incoherent. If you read H200 export rules strictly, they're a de facto total ban. Read them loosely, they're nearly unlimited permission. After the Commerce Department formalized flexible review policies in January, the ambiguity actually grew worse. NVIDIA completely excluded about $50 billion in China data center revenue from its fiscal 2027 outlook.
What does all this mean for Korea?
Over the past 2 weeks, Unitree, Jipui, Minimax, Engine AI, and Linkbot all went public in quick succession. Most are loss-making, yet capital is backing them anyway. During the early 2000s U.S. dot-com boom, money also flooded into unprofitable companies, and after the bubble burst, the few survivors came to dominate. When Chinese companies raise trillions of won through IPOs, the pace of closing the tech gap speeds up.
What should people in the industry watch for tomorrow morning?
The window for Korean memory profits only stays open until China finishes its self-sufficiency transition, and that window might be 2 to 3 years, not 5. If you're in semiconductors or equipment, pull out your customer list tomorrow and check your China revenue share first. Then ask, if that share suddenly drops, can we survive? Check your backup customers and inventory levels together. This broadcast is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.